another beautiful day in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, here at EAA Air Venture 2015. Rob, what do you think about the weather this morning? I mean, this is winter to me. This is amazing.
This is summer, actually.
No.
It's blue sky. It's always blue sky in Oshkosh during Air Venture.
Yeah,
it must be. It's required.
Right.
It's in
right.
the regs.
That's what it is.
Yes,
that's
it is.
What it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have one of my favorite people here with us this morning, a good friend of mine, and who I've known and followed her career for many, many years. We have Dr. Peggy Chavrian. She is the president of Women in Aviation International, which is a nonprofit organization, which she started 26 and a half years ago. And she has some amazing news about their scholarships. Now, look, Women in Aviation has become one of the most respected organizations in the industry in terms of how many scholarships you guys give out a year. It's amazing.
Well, thank you, Amy, and Rob,
yeah.
Good morning.
Not just for that. They're well-respected for a lot of things.
Well, for a lot of yeah. things. But the numbers blow us out
sure,
of the water.
Ahead, yeah.
I mean,
tell us
about the numbers. It's just amazing.
Well, I'm gonna start with a number going back a little bit. We started the organization December 1994, announced it in March 1995 at the annual Women Innovation Conference, which had been going on for a few years. So now there's an organization, and Amy, you run the founding board, so you know this. One of the things we said early on, we wanted to be able to help young people who wanted to go into aviation, so let's start a scholarship program. 1995, we had a raffle dollar chance, six for $5. We raised a little over $1,000, gave out two $500 scholarships, and said, we're off and running. So now bring you up to now. we're on our website right now. You can find the scholarships that we'll be awarding in March of 2016. And as of right now, and this could change and be more added to it, we'll be awarding 102 individual scholarships that do total around $488,000.
In value.
Right. Yeah. Some of it's cash. Some of it's in-kind trainings, simulator time, things like that. So then the big news... We're going to be announcing tomorrow at our breakfast, but the big news is with those awards in March, our cumulative scholarship dollars awarded since we started the scholarship program in 1995 will have reached $10 million. We're
Whoa.
Excited about that.
That is big news. And one of the things that's unique about this scholarship program is that a lot of this, the whole industry should be proud because we sure. source the whole industry in order to find these scholarship dollars and training and the value. It's not just women in aviation money.
No.
It's money from Bombardier, from Boeing, from Embraer, just
Sporties.
For example, Sporties. The list
Piper.
Goes on and on and on over the years. And even on this list of 102 scholarships, you can find more than 50 different companies represented.
And sometimes individuals are giving out a scholarship. And we've had past scholarship winners who now have created their own scholarship, which is a wonderful thing.
A huge pay it forward culture going on
well,
there.
But you know, speaking as the token guy in the studio.
Oh, yeah. He's a member, by the way. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know that.
Speaking as the token guy and a member, I have to tell you that over the years, I have pointed... you know, Women in Aviation International out to so many people saying, look, initially there was a bit of skepticism in the industry, you know, occasionally. But I said, you know, guys, let's look at what they're doing. This was growing even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you folks have managed to organize things in a way that nobody else has. Let's be serious.
People still come up to us at the booth. Not so much now, but like you said, 10, 20 years ago, come up to us in the booth and say, how do we get more women in aviation? You know, they give the percentages and everything. So, well, that's what we're working on. That's one of our goals is to try to encourage more young ladies to look at aviation as a career or just even, you know, learning to fly, certainly, too.
And learning to fly is not what we're all about.
No.
That's the other thing.
Right.
There are any aviation vocation or avocation.
Right. We have, like, for example, with our scholarship program, we have scholarships for people who are going into engineering, aerospace engineering, or want to be a dispatcher or an airport manager or an AMP mechanic. I mean, the scholarships across the the spectrum in terms of aviation careers.
Do you find any particular area that seems to be more of a draw these days than others, or is it all kind of
in terms of the career? Or
in terms of the career.
Gosh, I think piloting probably is still, you know, kind of the one people think about first anyway. But I see more young people looking at the aerospace engineering and air traffic control and other careers that are out there.
Wow, that's really great. And there's so many. I mean, we're sitting here with a list in front of us, and it is absolutely vast. I mean, when you look
at the... Oh, it fills a big poster.
Good. It fills a big poster.
And we have some at our booth at Hangar B if you want a poster to put back at your flight school. If you're with a high school, a college, university, and you want to have a poster to put up in your school or flyers. We've also this year made them in an 8.5 by 11 inch handout so you can take them and pass them out as well.
Oh, that's fabulous. And the other thing that I always like about these scholarships, A, they're not only for women.
Correct.
B, they're not only for high school and college students.
Yes, good point. Right.
You need to read the list. You might be midlife looking for a change, and there may be a scholarship that fits what you're looking to do.
We even have two specific scholarships. I'm glancing at the list right now. We have one called Wings Over 35, where you have to be at least 35 years old, and there's another one, I forget which the name right offhand, but you have to be 40 or older to apply for those scholarships, because we've had people say, you know, the students, there's a lot of opportunity for students, but they wanted to dedicate specific scholarship for someone who was older who wanted to get into aviation.
Well, do you find that for the scholarships, is there a sort of a general formula for all of them? Or, I mean, do people write an essay or take a test? How do you even
There are some basic requirements that we ask for this. One, you have to be a current member of Women in Aviation.
Of course.
Right? And then second, there's a basic application form with, you know, name, contact information, and so forth. There's an essay requirement. It's 250-word essay. And then depending on which scholarship, for example, if you're applying for a type rating scholarship with Boeing, you might have to submit show evidence of logged hours and medical certificate. So there are some that have some additional requirements, and usually there's a requirement for one or two reference letters as well. But it's not real complicated.
Wow.
The only complicating thing that I have found over the years, and at one point I was on the scholarship committee, uh-huh. So I read these, is you cannot win a scholarship if you do not apply for a scholarship.
That's true. That is one hurdle we have.
If you do not make the deadline, if you cannot fill out the simple requirement of actually getting the application filled out and in the mail, you can't do it. You're never going to win.
We see that in a lot of academia, though, too. There's an awful lot of scholarships that go wanting because people either don't know they exist or they just say, oh, well, it's too much work.
We had a situation just, say, 3 years ago. I mean, it's been 5 years ago now, but I think it was Daniel Webster College ceased to operate their aviation program. And they had a scholarship, an endowment for some money named after one of their faculty. And they elected Women Aviation to take over that scholarship. We have somebody who wanted to memorialize a lady who had late in life. She'd been a nurse and she learned to fly. She became a flight medical nurse, respiration history kind of specialization. Anyway, she passed away in the line of duty, and they named a scholarship after her. And it was kind of a great result that the first year's recipient of that scholarship also was a nurse who wanted to go into medical evac, and she won that first scholarship. So there's all kinds of stories.
Wonderful.
I mean, I can sit here and tell you stories after stories of.
Oh, I know, but I also want you to talk about the other outreach, educational outreach that we're doing, because it goes to the other arm of what Women in Aviation is trying to do to bring more people into aviation, mm-hmm. and that's your upcoming
Girls in Aviation Day coming up Saturday, September 26th, and that actually started when Rod Hightower was president here of EAA. He was coming to speak, one of our keynote speakers at the conference that year, 4 years ago, and he in a conversation one day, he says, you know, I have four daughters. Is it okay if I bring a few of my daughters or all of them to the conference? Sure, bring them. And as we were talking, Pat Lukey, who works with us, said, bring your daughters to the conference. Sounds like bring your daughter to work. Why don't we have a bring your daughter to the conference day and have a dedicated day and activities just for young people, and we did. That was the first time. That program has grown. We've done that four times now, and we named it Girls in Aviation Day because it wasn't just people bringing their daughters. We had local Girl Scout troops and schools. So now, this fall, we're asking all of our chapters. We now have 98 chapters all around the world. Right now, I think about 40 or 45% have said, yes, we're committed, we're going to do this. On Saturday, September 26th, an all-day hands-on immersion, if you will, into aviation. Depending on the chapter where they are, they might get a chance to tour an aviation facility. There'll be some hands-on kind of activities. There'll be some career emphasis speakers for the older high school young ladies. So this is our first time. We're excited to see the results, but I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be wonderful. Tell people where they can find you in the exhibit halls so they can get more information about it.
We are in Hangar B, 2041, but Hangar B, kind of on the back end towards the Theater in the Woods corner. That's the best way to find us.
Oh, fabulous. And I'm going to see you at the breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yes.
They can come over to Hangar B if they want to sign up for that breakfast,
yes,
right?
Love
and
to
where
have you
are
by
you
today.
On the web?
WAI.org. And the breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the Nature Center Pavilion.
Fabulous. Peggy Chabrian, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more Attitude Adjustment.